That's an old whiskey barrel. We used to put our firewood.
Yeah. By the way, did you ever remember them making anything like that around here?
Making whiskey?
Yeah. What do they call it?
They call it white mule.
White mule?
Oh, it'd kick it. Give you a kick.
And did they ever make anything else like, you know, you'd make around the house or something like that?
Hmm.
Like beer, you called?
Oh, they...
Homebrew?
Yeah, they didn't make beer. I think they'd call it homebrew.
Where was the place they bought it? What was that called?
The what?
The place... Okay, the place where it was... Well, I don't know. You wouldn't remember Prohibition, would you? No.
No. Let's see, I'm 38.
Okay. Then you...
I can remember them talking about the revenues, you know.
Yeah. All right. Then, the place where they... You ever hear of the Blind Tiger? Or the something like... Never heard that?
The Blind Tiger.
Okay, never... That was the place they would call it where they'd sell illegal whiskey.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But, and when you went to town in a wagon, things would come in, what, they would, when you went into to buy stores, say, how did sugar come packaged?
Oh, that was packaged in barrels and sacks. You know, you'd buy a flour by the sack. You wouldn't buy a little bag of flour like that.
Mm-hmm.
You'd buy a sack of flour.
It came in a...
In a cloth sack.
Cloth sack.
Uh-huh. Sugar thing came up, you know, that was a good sack. It was a thick white sack, you know, it was a good sack. Everything else came in barrels, I believe.
What about nails came in a
barrel and a little keg?
Yeah. Barrels, they have these what? These
rings, those I forget what they call those.
Metal.
Yeah.
Hooks.
There's a name for them, I can't recall what it is.
Metal hoops or hoops?
A hoop. Probably a hoop.
Yeah. Sports that y'all would play when you were coming up, when you were kids, young
sports?
Things? Well, any sort of thing you did when you were...
These are all French name games, like we play La Vieille Three, they call it, or Sudi Short. You dig, let's say there were six kids playing, you dig six holes across, just about the size of a ball. We had a rubber ball about the size of a tennis ball, but it was solid rubber, you know. And each person would have a mark for his hole. And when you'd roll it across the holes, if it would land in your hole, you'd pick it up and you could throw it at anyone that was close by. And if anyone would take off running and the ball would land in their hole, he had to get up against the wall and everybody get to throw three or four shots at him. Really tear him up.
Okay, other games you play at night or anything like that?
We play, I believe they call it blind stag now. We call it cascoup. That means you break your neck and they put a rag around your head, you know, and they spin you around. And then you'd be loose and you'd have to go around, feel around until you touch somebody and you try to guess who it was you were touching.
Okay, what about the game they play with a knife?
There were two different games you play with a knife. One was a territory. You draw a big circle, and then you take a knife and you throw it. If you'd stick it in the ground, you'd have to draw a straight line. You cut it in half, then you choose the bigger half. You try to choose the bigger half, anyway. And then the other guy would get a shot, and he'd cut that in half, and so you divide it down and see which one would end up with the biggest territory, because you're not going to stick it every time you throw. When you throw and you miss, you don't get any territory. Just the guy that was sticking in the ground.
Okay.
Then there was another game that they'd open a knife halfway like this. I forget exactly how it went. Then you'd flip it over, and it had to stick in the ground. We'd play marble games like the kids play today. I don't think kids play marble too much.
What about that game that you stick the stub up in the ground?
Throw a ring at it?
Yeah.
Like a horseshoe? It'd be like a horseshoe.
Yeah. You ever do that?
We'd do that, or we'd pitch pins. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
We'd play marbles, and we also had drop boxes for marbles. You know, you drill a hole in the box and you drop it in.